the intent from whence we live, the source from which we do everything and anything. This is deeply important. The old saying, how I do anything is how I do everything, is significant. It was Samuel Beckett who said many years ago, nothing is more real than nothing. Nothing is more real than nothing. And if you and I can understand this, we can begin to understand that divine feminine that lives within us and what it is really all about. It is about a certain stage of goodness. It is about stepping aside from the primordial ego of vanity, pride, and self-hatred. It is in the womb of your being. It is in that divine feminine within your being. A true understanding exists. What Lao Tzu is moving towards is this divine feminine that offers to us insight and beauty. This is not a teaching. This is something that is derived out of meditation. I am not teaching a philosophy here, nor is Lao Tzu. He is not teaching us what we should and should not do. I have spoken to you of many earthly things, things that were important to your life, just simple things. That everything you do comes back to you. Everything you are is what appears to be true in the world. I have spoken to you of many earthly things, and you have not believed me. So when I speak of these, so to speak, heavenly things, you can't understand them. You can't understand them because they're contrary to your earthly ways, your earthly logic and reasoning. Nothing is more real than nothing. You see, the intent must be very clear. The intent of your entire life must be very clear. It is only in the intent for wholeness through emptiness that we find insight. A wheel is of no use without the hole for the axle to go through. A house without doors and windows has no true purpose. A bag without an opening cannot hold anything. Music exists both because there are notes and because there are silences between the notes. These are simple little truths. earthly things. We are always looking at things from the physicality, from logic and reasoning, from what makes sense to us. But we do not grow and mature in this way. So, in this sutra that Lhotse offers us, in number 6, he speaks of the metaphor of the womb. He talks about it as the manner of the way. And what is this womb? I can give it to you. If you sit in the womb of your being, you will find that you start to change. You see, you and I live from a desperateness for survival. If we're not trying to survive our outer world, we're trying to survive ourselves. And we do this through other people's opinions of us. Who loves us? Who doesn't love us? We base our whole life on how other people, quote unquote, feel about us. And we miss. We miss what it means to truly live. We live radically in our passions and our fears. This is not the divine feminine. We live more in the anger and fear of the hatred that only destroys our ability to recognize that what is truly spiritual or awakening. Students will come to me for a session. They haven't worked on themselves at all during the week. And they wonder why they're confused. They've given themselves over to the idea that they have to be loved by committee. They are not seeking consciousness in any way, shape, or form. And the reason for this is because the ego is in charge. The male ego is in charge in both men and women. It's a penetrator. It forces things to happen. The divine feminine, well, as I've said before, it is nurturing, it is giving instead of taking, humble instead of proud, yielding instead of forcing things to happen. This is not the way we think. Take a moment. Take a moment and recall the most devastating kind of thought you might have that you struggle with day and night. Maybe it's about what you believe people think about you. Maybe it's about what you think about yourself. Whatever it is, it's an illusion and a delusion. And it takes many, many years, in fact, many, many lifetimes for many of us to realize that this is all delusion and illusion. To achieve nothingness, no thingness, not living for the sake of trying to achieve a thing. Something that we think is pleasant in our life, to overcome the assumptions and the presumptions of our entire life. The only thing we can believe in is what we can believe. And where does that come from? Where does that belief come from? You could say your childhood or your parents. But basically, that is not true. Blaming everything on the parents and our behaviors based on maybe what our parents did or said or treated us, yeah, it's immature. And in a way, it's self-serving. There's no inner discipline to understand what is it about me that made all of this possible. What is it about me? And once you and I understand it is the me, and that me is not who and what I am, that is when we enter into something else. And you will need this divine feminine to do this. It is very important that this is very clear. Nicodemus could not understand Jesus, no matter what he said. How can this be? How can this be? Because he was an intellect. He could not understand this beauty, this mystical feminine. The valley spirit never dies. It is called the mystic female. The gate of the mysterious female is called the root of heaven and earth. Gossamer it is, seemingly insubstantial, yet never consumed through use. It is gentle, it is kind, it is beautiful. We don't know how to give, and we don't know how to forgive. We don't live in anything substantial within us. To sit in the womb of our being is not to sit and contemplate, but to gather our energies. Energies that come from the root of heaven and earth within us. We have lived contrary to this. We have defiled our own nature. In the practice of meditation, we regain all of this. We regain our true nature. And we do it without thought. The essence of it all is to meditate without thinking I'm doing the right thing, without thinking that I'm going to get some answer. The mystical feminine listens to us, watches us, does not talk. It impresses us. She is an impression of your deeper state of being. She is your authentic and undivided self. She sits in the midst of you. She is the heart of you. And her goodness, seems almost vulgar to the part of us that is always looking for some kind of gratification. She is lowly and kind, never seeking more than what she is. She offers to us all a beauty that is substantial. This beauty is unique. If I were to say to you that the thing you need most in your life is beauty. Where would your eyes go? Where would your ears go? Where would your attentions be? Would you go get some flowers? Would you work in the garden? Would you surround yourself with beautiful classical music? What would you do? It is silence. It is a profound silence. Not arguing with the mystical feminine, with the divine. Just to sit in her presence within you and allow her to be the energy from which you work from, rather than the harshness, the cruelty, the severity of the male in us that is always seeking to dominate our attentions. It is good to know the male. The male is helpful. There is no doubt about it. As the steadfastness of our inner discipline. But in doing so, it must maintain the feminine within us. Let me give you an example. One day, the master was about to give his discourse. Everybody was in attendance and looking at the master, anticipating what he was going to say. But the master said nothing. And everyone listened to a beautiful bird just outside the ashram. They could hear it. The bird's voice, its cooing, was so beautiful. When the bird flew away, the song stopped. And the master announced at that point that the discourse had been offered in the most beautiful way. He got up and left. Now, some people would look at that and think, I don't get it. It's just a bird twerping, just a bird singing. Some people don't hear music, no more than they see beauty or recognize it. They can't, because they have trained their minds to be harsh and vindictive, self-serving. Selfish. So they can't hear the beauty of the bird and its song. We miss. We miss everything that is beautiful because we have no appreciation for emptiness. When I am empty, when I am no longer trying to obtain something that I think is more important than what is already happening within me, that beautiful divine feminine, I miss. I can't hear the message. This message that I am giving you even now is not in words. It is in the gaps, the pauses, the spaces, the emptiness between my words. You are only listening to words. The divine feminine within you has not been cultivated. It has not been realized. It can be. At any moment in your life, a change can occur. Let's meditate together. From Lao Tzu and the Tao. If you seek to embrace the way through the path of beauty, the way will be understood. Observe the way through the simplicity of the heart, he says. Great indeed is the way. Yes, great indeed is the way. Sit in the womb with me. Nothing then begins.